A sleepy congressional primary in North Jersey has suddenly been awakened by the uncertainty surrounding a July vote-by-mail election and an incumbent who is being out-campaigned, at least online, by a feisty challenger. WNYC's Matt Katz reports.
Due to coronavirus, there has been little door-knocking and no debates in the 8th Congressional District right across the river from Manhattan. So let's examine the race where the fight is happening, online.
The political bosses may think they're in control, but around here, we run things.
That's the online ad for Hector Osiguera, the 32-year-old challenging Congressman Albie Osiris in Tuesday's Democratic primary. While Osiguera tweets all day, every day, Osiris, who's 69, only recently dusted off a campaign Twitter account that hadn't been used in almost 8 years. Osiris doesn't even have a campaign site. AlbieOsiris.com redirects to a fundraising page for Osiguera.
He was completely asleep at the wheel.
That's Osiguera, an activist and attorney who works as an anti-money laundering analyst for the bank UBS.
The whole COVID scenario had an unintended consequence of campaigns like mine that are more digital, that are younger, being put at an advantage over sort of like this crusty establishment that doesn't really know how to navigate in a digital landscape.
Congressman Osiris, a Cuban immigrant first elected to local office in the 90s, says he's beginning to understand that campaigns are increasingly taking place on social media.
It's been a good learning experience for me, this whole process.
Incumbency does have its electoral advantages. Osiris touts his seniority on congressional committees, which brings home money for his mostly Hispanic, largely working-class district built around dense urban communities in Jersey City, Hoboken, and North Bergen.
I started working on the Bayonne Bridge the first year I was here. We needed $1 billion for that. Hoboken needed a pump because there were floods. I mean, I could go on and on.
And while his challenger says Osiris is rarely seen in the district, the congressman says any constituent can make an appointment to meet him in his office.
In terms of visibility, what some people want, they want a town hall meeting so they can go there and create havoc.
The election was delayed due to the pandemic and will take place mostly by mail. So Osiguera is betting that Osiris, a stalwart of the powerful Hudson County Democrats, won't benefit from his usual get-out-the-vote operation. But as Osiguera will be the first to tell you, Osiris has been around a long time. He actually has an elementary school named for him in his hometown of West New York. He also hasn't faced a serious challenge since he was first elected 14 years ago. And congressional incumbents haven't lost a primary in New Jersey in more than 40 years. Challengers, says Seton Hall political science professor Matthew Hell, think
that they're going to come out of nowhere and they're going to, you know, kick out a sweeping incumbent. And they think that, you know, because they're young and they know what Twitter is, they can just do it. I don't think that's quite the case.
Because this is New Jersey, where the Democratic machine remains an organized, well-funded, powerful operation. Hell says the anticipated poor voter turnout will actually help Osiris, because ward leaders will make sure loyalists mail in their ballots. Osiguera, however, sees the machine as an embodiment of Hudson County's century-long reputation as the corruption capital of a corrupt state.
I definitely do see Albio as a good archetype of corrupt behavior that disillusions people to wanting to engage with politics.
Not so, says the congressman.
Nobody gave me anything, so I don't understand this machine that he's talking about. If he had the machine on his side, he'd be happy.
Osiris says the machine keeps elected officials in line with Democratic values. And it also means money. Osiris has a far deeper war chest, but counts just 5 donations from individuals, not PACs, since April. Federal filings, meanwhile, show Osiguera has dozens of individual donations over that time. A third candidate, Navy veteran Will Sheehan, hasn't filed any spending reports. The question for Tuesday's primary, then, will be whether Osiguera can translate his grassroots energy and donors' individual checks into enough mail-in ballots to topple the incumbent and a well-oiled get-out-the-vote operation. Matt Katz, WNYC News.